USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After record-breaking early voting last week and roughly 1.4 million Georgians voting on Tuesday, they have put Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock into the Senate. The Democrats now have the majority, 51-49.
It is my honor to utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy. The people have spoken.
South Korean lawmakers on Wednesday are preparing to order more truckers to return to work as their national strike has now entered 2 weeks. The South Korean government has failed to achieve a breakthrough in negotiations with the truckers, whose strike is based on an income guarantee program and has widely obstructed shipments from the country, the world's sixth biggest exporter. Republican Representative Mike Rogers of Alabama said it harmed recruitment and retention in the military. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military could come to an end under the defense bill heading to a vote this week in Congress. Newly filed federal court documents are revealing the leader of a small polygamous group near the Arizona-Utah border had taken at least 20 wives, most of them minors, and punished followers who did not treat him as a prophet. Samuel Bateman was a former member of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS, until he left to start his own group. The complaint charges three of Bateman's wives of kidnapping. Two of them are scheduled to appear in a federal magistrate court in Flagstaff, Arizona, later today. The third wife is awaiting extradition from Washington State. NASA's Artemis 1 mission is scheduled to splash down in the Pacific Ocean on December 11th. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Many students are not returning to classes in Idaho after the murder of multiple students. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has the latest.
Officials at the University of Idaho say up to 40% of its student body isn't on campus following the murders of four students. The school's executive director of communications saying 60 to 75% of students are physically in the town of Moscow in the northwest part of the state. There were about 11,500 students who called the school home as of October.
A suspected Russian military deserter in full camouflage and a ski mask opened fire on police officers in Russia's Rostov region on Tuesday, sparking panic. The Rambo-like incident occurred in Novoshokhinsk, about 12 miles or so from the border with Ukraine. In a serious case of jumping the gun, one company is sending out emails congratulating the recipient of being accepted into the student loan transfer program. Victoria Idoni in the nation's capital explains.
You may want to check your inbox. U.S. Department of Education federal contractor Accenture mistakenly sent emails to millions of student loan borrowers, informing them of their approval into the Biden administration's loan forgiveness program. Those approval emails were reportedly sent November 22nd and 23rd. You've got mail.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.